2030, North Carolina will have the very best public education system in the entire nation.
That's Mo Green speaking recently at Chapel Hill High School, where he wrapped up a statewide tour to promote a plan called Achieving Educational Excellence. Developed after hearing from residents across North Carolina on an earlier listening tour, Green's plan includes 110 action items and a measurable set of goals. Those goals include becoming tops in the nation in fourth and eighth grade reading and math scores, ACT scores, participation in career and technical education programs, participation and performance on AP tests, and high school graduation rates, all in the space of 5 years.
Some will say that this plan is too bold. We need to prove them wrong. Some will say it's impossible. Show them that it's inevitable. Some will say that it costs too much. Remind them that ignorance costs more.
The State Board of Education unanimously approved the plan back in August, and those in attendance at Green's Chapel Hill presentation said they, too, were impressed and ready to get on board, including Chapel Hill-Carborough School Board Chair George Griffin and Superintendent Rodney Trice.
I love how it's forward-looking. It's exciting. It talks about teachers. It talks about students. It talks about family engagement. And to me, that's exciting, especially in these troubled times for public education.
Really excited to get started becoming best in the nation. I think that's something that we can aspire to, and certainly it's achievable.
Of course, one major obstacle will be funding. A recent report from the Education Law Center ranks North Carolina 48th in the nation in per-pupil spending, behind even Alabama and Mississippi, and nearly $5,000 below the national average. And the General Assembly's ongoing budget impasse has kept school funding at last year's levels. But Green said he still believes his plan is achievable if lawmakers are willing to do their part.
Every step along the way, we've tried to engage our General Assembly members in the listening and learning effort. As we put the draft, we sent it back out. We got comments back from members of the General Assembly, and that's on both parties. So that's what we'll continue, is we will constantly and consistently engage with members of the General Assembly, trying to be sure that they understand that they have a part to play in this as well.
And Green added that it's not just about the General Assembly, it's about everyone joining forces to achieve an ambitious but positive goal.
Come along for the ride, because when you do, and when General Assembly does its part, then we can make this happen.
You can get a link to read the full plan for achieving educational excellence on our website, chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.